You think all these American troops in Lebanon to save folks' lives? You know they're over there trying to protect the poppy fields. You read the book Lucifer's Children, didn't you? Saw the opium trade. They went into China and made all the Chinese opium addicts. The Chinese mad about that to this very day. They raped and pillaged the country by making the Chinese opium addicts and sold them opium and got that money. It's about the money. Get the money, get the money, get the money. It's all about the money. But guess what? There is a law of reciprocity. You got to pay for what you're doing. You got to pay for raping and pillaging and destroying generations of human beings. You got to come to that place where the cup of iniquity is full. And God is going to come with rage in his eyes to destroy everything in sight. See, the day of wrath in the Bible, you see that in Revelation 16 with the vials poured out. The Bible calls it the day of God's vengeance. It's the wrath of God coming to seek vengeance for what has been done to people and against him on this planet. Don't worry, God has everything right on schedule. But that's the behind the scenes force of what you, when you're in a religious environment, you pick up that resistance. That's what it is. It's the appetites of the people bound to slavery to be institutionalized puppets for the devil to use. And you hit against it. You can't free a slave that loves his or her chains. They love the chains. They love the membership. They love the environment. They love being a part of it. They love being a Mason and an Eastern Star and a sorority member and a fraternity member. That's what churches are built on. People who are bound to the matrix, slaves to it. They join these fraternal organizations to belong to the matrix. You bring it up in church, they will respond violently against you. That's why I tell folks this is not for everybody. This is not for people that are nominal and play and make-believe people. It's for people that are forsaking everything to come to Christ, holding on to nothing. Remember, the word Antichrist speaks of that which comes against Christ and comes to replace Christ, found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He talks about that man of sin that's coming down the lane in just a minute to be the Antichrist. The reprobate minds are yoked to monetary control. If you notice, people, everybody's striving to get more money, to buy more things, to be more acceptable, and to shine before the masses. They're striving to get that money for me to be counted as a member of the elite people. Trying to move up monetarily so I can show off to folk what I drive, where I live, and what I wear. It's all about the money and how the world views me because I got money. What's going to happen? I believe that God has a chosen elect people. He's going to call to the forefront, and the separator is going to be the miracles. The book of Acts stands there like steel looking at all of us. The book of Acts just stares at us saying, man, where is this book of Acts going to break out? When the spirit going to break out and something really happen? You know, I don't want to call it a complaint against heaven, but if you look around, the devil is really not your problem. Fallen angels, demons, crazy people, sinners, thieves, robbers, murderers, rapists, that's not really the problem. The problem really is that you want God to do something. Yes. See, that's the angst and the thing you got down there, you stick it in your craw. So I told God last night in prayer, I said, God, you know what? Heaven is my problem. I got a problem with it. I got a controversy with heaven. You know, the cloud of witnesses, the angels, all up there. Moses and David, everybody up there, everybody hanging around the throne, looking like they serve the throne. I'm saying we're down here and the devil's doing all this stuff, but the devil ain't my problem because the devil is a constant. See, he's just the devil. That's just going to be here. My problem is a non-responsive God to the, what the devil's doing. You know, then you say, well, how do we bridge across to responses from heaven? And let's stop talking. I shut up a lot of times because I'm sick of talking about stuff. I don't want to talk to nobody no more about nothing, concerning nothing down here. I hate this place. Anybody ingrained in this and they're bathed in it, I don't want to talk about them. I don't want them talking to me. Where is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to engage this thing and let's just move across here and leave scorched earth behind us and get this over with? I mean, I talk to people every day. People are getting sick of this place, fed up with it. I mean, how much can you examine on Facebook story after story about some tragedy? Some pedophile doing something, some weirdo killing somebody, somebody with a truck-laden bomb blowing up people at a marketplace. I mean, how much can you tell? I turn that stuff off now. You know, I mean, I gave myself a news blackout this week. I just listened to praise and worship music all week. Because the controversy is not here, it's in heaven. We need an outflow from heaven through us to the masses. This dammed up river needs to flow. He says, out of our belly shall flow a river of living water. Where's the water? And I'm not talking about being worked up again to some emotional state. Where is something really happening? Lazarus is dead. Bartimaeus is really blind. You see what I'm saying? It's real. The man of the gate called Beautiful is crippled. It's no longer discussions and talk and analytics and theories and all this Bible quotation and what the Bible says and the Word says. And, you know, Christ, you see, you're getting to a place where you're becoming a person that doesn't believe God and you're becoming, you know, antagonistic toward God. Now you're murmuring and complaining against God. No, I'm not. This is all based on what the Bible says in Acts and what happened in Acts. And we're reading it right in front of us without actualization and no participation. We're just outsiders reading the pages of the Bible and there's nothing breaking out down here. You can't sustain yourself in a desert with no water forever. You got to have some kind of revival or refreshing to come upon the people to reinvigorate them, to get them to move and be actively participating. We've got a dried up desert going through the motions of church every week, circling in a wilderness called church on Wednesday and Sunday night from Bible study to church service, and it's actually nothing going on and nothing happening, and everybody's pretending like the Lord is moving. Man, I can't stay right here. I cannot stay right here. You reach a point where you're better off dead than like this. It'll be more merciful to kill a person in a desert before you let them die slowly in the desert. If you're not going to supply them with water and food and sustenance, just put them out of their misery. You see what I'm saying? A mercy killing is justified when you have nothing to look forward to but anguish and all these types of things. When you got a person hooked up to life support in the hospital and they're dead, basically outside of the life support, unhook all that junk, man. Unhook that junk. I mean, that's just anguish and agony to see them there suffering like this with all this junk pumping and all these bells and whistles swirling, and they're dead. As soon as you take them off of that junk, they're dead in 5 minutes because it's all artificial life support. So it's time for us to unplug from religion and everything that's got an artificial resemblance to Christ and say, God, you know what? We got zero. We got nothing. Peradventure, we might just get a response for real and really get resurrection life to come upon us. But to keep pretending like there's something going on that's not, talking louder, yelling louder, running faster. And Lazarus is still dead. Bartimaeus is still blind. Jairus' daughter is over there in the bed dead. And all this stuff, all this gymnastics is going on, just lights and billowing smoke and whistles and all this stuff. This what is this? The circus or the or a club or something? With no practical experiences. I mean, somebody got to just come to terms with the fact that, hey, we've sown, prayed, we fasted, we've given what we can, the body is on the altar. Now let me go and find out where every vestige of the flesh exists for some kind of immediate response to come. We can't have make-believe anymore. We can't face off with the detrimental stuff the devil is doing with make-believe responses. We got to have a real, practical, hands-on response. We got to lay hands on the sick and they recover. We got to open blind eyes. We got to really see the dead raised. We got to really see some kind of an ordinance go off down here that's going to explode on the scene. I was thinking the other day about this. As you walk around every day, like sitting here and walk, we're going to leave here, dismiss, walk downstairs, walk outside, get in your car, drive on. How a miracle really would affect an atmosphere. I mean, if you were in a place really, like we were at that funeral on Tuesday. If you really walk down front, take that flag off of that flag-draped coffin because he was a veteran. He had a flag over his coffin. Throw the flag on the ground. They'd probably kill you for that. Raise the lid of the coffin. Everybody would probably pause wondering what you were doing there for a minute. And loudly and with a loud voice say, "Son, I say unto thee, arise." And the guy sits up. Now immediately, the whole atmosphere. See, that wouldn't be like an occurrence whereby everybody would be like business as usual. You would get terror in there. You would get, there's no telling what you would get in there. Totally embalmed body with no blood in it. And the boy steps over the side of the coffin. You say, get him something to eat and drink. Now the wife was there just mourning and crying a river a minute ago. Now the guy's standing, he walking over to his wife. Now this guy's graveyard dead embalmed. This is what the Bible depicts, what I'm talking about. Jesus walked in and said, the girl's asleep, she's not dead. And they laughed him to scorn. Next thing you know, the girl walking out of the tent. Now, what's the environment like now? You know, when you really see something happen, as opposed to imagination and reading the Bible and fantasizing about it. We walking around with all these Bible depictions, you know, crossing the Red Sea and the water parting and axe handles floating and Ezekiel sees a wheel in the middle of the air. And you can go all these miraculous things in the Bible. And in a practical way, every day, you walk around and I walk around not expecting to see anything miraculous take place whatsoever. And we're drawn into, this is why I don't want to have any more stupid conversations. I'm not interested in anything but the supernatural and the miraculous. Because it ain't accomplishing nothing. I'm tired of talking to people about the same old dumb mess. Man, I'm sick of that. If you're not going to have a breakout of power and the miraculous, forget the whole thing. And let's just shut it down and go home. Somebody has to go to God with that kind of a intensity whereby, look, either kill me or do something. Do one or the other. I'm not trying to be brave. I'm not trying to be bold nor brazen. But we need intervention. Look at these people. These people look terrible. They're in bad shape. And we backed up to the place where we accept the status quo and this is normal, this mess standing in front of us. Guy standing there with nap knots all on his head, covered in tattoos, two earrings on, looking like a monster mixed with a monkey. And we accept it as just being the way it is. And everybody just walking around, praise the Lord, and this boob on this message talking about, I just accept people without approving of them, and I just love people. And everybody in the whole church looking like somebody from a cartoon. Misfits, kooks, and wackos. And he talking that dumbed down, silly tripe, he's saying. I mean, this is crazy. We've come into a place of a lunacy down here is normal. It's crazy. So why do we keep talking about the same stupid junk? Somebody got to extricate themselves from this dumb junk, get to God, and stay with God until he rained down power from on high. They stayed in the upper room until they went down with power from on high. And they came out on the street as a witness with a witness. It wasn't just talking. These guys had power to do something in the atmosphere. The atmosphere changes with God intervening and something really happening. So if you step out there up to a casket with a dead man, you'd have to, first of all, have been told to do that by God. Anointed for God to do what he's about to do through you with no thought about the environment. See, this is not generated by self-effort and me trying to prove something. You really are a vessel fit for the master to use. God is a supernatural God from Genesis to Revelation. Miracles are normal to God. Miracles are like breathing to God. He just does them and doesn't affect him one way or the other. But look at the introduction of a miracle into time and space, what it does to the place. The whole place would be reverberating with this energy. They wouldn't know, really, they wouldn't know what to do. Some old dingbat pastor step up to you after you done raised a man from the dead. I dare you to speak. I dare you to say a word to me. Shut your mouth. And you seize the microphone. You got the atmosphere under your sway at that point. See, the credentials shifted from him to you. I don't care if you man, woman, chicken, cow. I don't care what you are. What species you are. The authority transferred to you because that guy cannot do what you just did. Then it's going, well, I don't think he was really dead in the first place. He's probably just in a coma. That probably went, see how that's going to start up. The guy was embalmed, man. He's not in a funeral here, live in a funeral and not being embalmed. He don't even have blood in him. We restored the blood flow in his body, man. What was he, type B? I don't care what anybody says. This is where this got to go. And what I'm saying is so fanatical to these folk that are nominal Christians, that what I'm saying is cult-like. I'm crazy. And this is Bible 101 I'm talking. You see how the Bible has become so far removed from us that nobody even expects God to do anything from the pages of the Bible. And what I'm saying is, you come to Dunamis Tabernacle to get equipped to go do what I just described. Oh, no, no, no. Because if I walk in there like that, I'll be ostracized and I'll be different from everybody. The devil has programmed through monarch mind control a herd mentality to make everybody what? Conformable to the collective, and nobody steps outside the status quo, so therefore no miracles happen. Miracles happen outside of the matrix and the status quo. You've got to be willing to be put out on the limb by yourself, the oddball, to perform a miracle. If you got the collective mind, the status quo thinking in you, you will never operate in God's power because I don't want to be seen as different. Because the first time you do a miracle, you'll be marked from that day forward as an alien. They wouldn't want to be around you. You wouldn't have many friends because they'd be afraid of you. Because you're from another place. You're not from here. You're an alien. You're E.T. I hate to call you E.T., Dan, but you are E.T. Phone home, Dan. Phone home. But that's what would happen. People don't want to be marked as the outsider. They don't want to be different. They don't want to eat alone. They don't want to be narrowly put into this little microscopic place of identifying with Christ for real. That's why they broaden the spectrum whereby everybody's okay. We approve of everybody. Everybody's loved. Because I don't want to be seen as that weird one that really believes this. I'm not talking about vocalization. I'm talking about really having the power rest on you. And you walk in it everywhere you go. And you don't need anybody to validate you. You don't need anybody signing off on your identity. You're accepted in the beloved, which means you're from another world. Conformity to Christ means total isolation and rejection of the world. A crucified man is a dead man that's dead to the world. That's how you get this power. You've got to fast and pray your way into this kind of power. You got to do it for you. I mean, if you really want to see it come to pass for you, you've got to pay a personal, private price for public power. A personal, private price for public power. What are you doing in your private time? What does the Bible say? The law of reciprocity. Look at this now. I brought it all the way down the line to right here to get to what I'm about to say now. We're talking about the law of reciprocity. We quoted it to you verbatim from the Bible a minute ago. Now, you want power? What did he say to do? If you sow to the Spirit, then from the Spirit you will reap eternal life. Zoe life, the powered up life. That means I got to cut it all off and sow to the Spirit in prayer, in fasting. I got to spend my time sowing to the Holy Ghost and expecting from the Holy Ghost to get back a reciprocal return. I gave to you a body. I gave to you my time. I gave you my words. I opened my mouth to you alone. I'm talking only to you. I'm not talking about this other extracurricular junk no more. That's where I'm at right now. I don't want to talk about this stuff no more. Let me sow to the Spirit so I can reap from the Spirit eternal life. So I can stop looking at a generation of young people go to hell and interdict their journey to hell and do something about it. You can change any environment. I don't care who it is, young or old, if you've got the goods. I'm not here to talk about Christ. I'm here to demonstrate Christ. I'm not here to talk to no Hebrew Israelite about no doctrine. You can't do what I can do. That's the determining factor now. Do you have the goods? Can you replicate Christ? Can you reproduce what he did? Sow to the Spirit. And a reciprocal return from the Spirit is eternal life, resurrection life. This thing has to be brought to a head. All this stupid talking and debating and going back and forth with carnal minds. If I got a demon-possessed person that's got a carnal mind, what in the devil am I talking to them for? They're by nature, the Bible says, a child of wrath. I don't care if it's your kid, my kid, your boss, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, butcher, baker, candlestick maker. If they got a carnal mind, you're talking to the enemy of God. They're demon possessed. And what happened in Mark chapter 5? Jesus cast the devil out of the Gadarene demoniac who was driven into madness. He's sitting and clothed in his right mind. And the next verse says, and the people were afraid. What's the revelation of that? The crazy man is now the normal man. They're afraid of a man brought back to sanity in his right mind. They didn't get afraid until the man was normal. So Lil Wayne is normal and you're crazy. Nicki Minaj is normal. You're insane. Trina is a woman of God. You're a kook. Oprah is normal, but you're crazy. What's her name? Ilana Van Zant? Was that her name? She's normal. She's making sense. What you're saying is just too far-fetched. The supernatural, authoritative word of God on display through the power of the Holy Ghost is strange and weird. But a psychologist or a psychiatrist is normal. To accept your sin and your sickness and disease and infirmity, that's normal. So that's you are just being persecuted and you accept it lovingly and you just, no, you need to be seeking God about change. This ain't normal. I'm not accepting anything. We got to push the envelope. Something's not adding up. I'm reading this Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It don't turn out like this in the Bible. We got to put the brakes on this Mack truck, pushing the brake through the floorboard. I mean, those tires are burning. You know, a Mack truck, you hit those brakes. If those Jake brakes kick in, it's going to be burning rubber down the highway because you hitting that Mack truck brake. And that thing, it'll catch on fire when you hit them, lock them brakes in. The thing need to be brought to a full stop because this is not right. This religious monster got to be addressed. This religious trash don't have nothing to do with God. We're wasting time talking about junk all day long. I need to go to your house and blow up your computer so you'll stay off Facebook. Blow up your iPhone. Because you sit on Facebook all day long with that dumb junk. Everybody says something, you got a comment for it and got some kind of response. No power to do anything about anything. It's time to do what Jehoshaphat said. It's time to sanctify fast and seek the Lord. Because until I see the book of Acts take place in my life, there's no assurance of what I am. You don't know what you got. If these signs follow them that believe, and the signs ain't following us, then what are we? Can we qualify as a believer? When the man already quantified a believer as somebody that the signs follow. Where are the signs? It says in Psalm 78, I believe it says, we see not our signs. This ain't even common to the Bible. This is not even normal to the Bible to be like this. A Christian full of the Holy Ghost and fire baptized and selling for not even second best, but third or fourth best. The back of the bus. You riding on the tail end of the bus. You outside the bus chasing the bus. What kind of mess is this? Your problem ain't with the devil or the flesh or doubt. Your problem is with heaven. And this power poured out through us to set a captive free. These folk are chained and bound. We're living in a generation of gathering demoniacs. Read Mark chapter 5. This is the whole generation. You can walk outside right now and see a guy with looking like tree limbs growing out of his head. Tree limbs. Walking down the street, crazy, tatted all up, believing he's normal. Just as crazy as either gathering demoniac. Invisible chains binding his soul. And we have come just to conversate with the gathering. Accept the gathering. Eat dinner with the gathering. Man, you set that gathering free and watch the environment. Say Lil Wayne for real, and Lil Wayne sit there clothing his right mind with a haircut and a normal guy saying, you know what, I praise the Lord I got saved. This sister came by my house, prayed for me, cast that devil out of me. I thank God that I'm back in my right mind. And I want to repent for all that cussing and all that filth I put out there in the airways. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life making amends for what I did to ruin these young people's lives. I mean, guy standing in a three-piece suit and a tie, Lil Wayne. No longer Lil Wayne. He's reverted back to, what's his real name? Who? Dwayne Carter. I'm Dwayne Carter now. I don't even know who Lil Wayne is. Joker was crazy. Whoever was crazy. Lil Wayne was crazy. I'm Dwayne Carter. So look, they said Dwayne Carter was smart in school too. They said he was a smart guy. But Lil Wayne became his alter ego because that's the demon. We're walking amongst the demons, freaking out people, and just now passively coexisting with them. And the devil preaches coexistence and tolerance. I ain't tolerating nothing. It's time to lock up somewhere. Until God's hand is forced. It's like that unrighteous judge. Because of your continual coming, somebody up here gonna do something for me. I ain't looking at TV, I'm not eating anything to something. I'll die out here in this desert. Somebody up here is gonna talk to somebody for me or some kind of way somebody got to say something to somebody. Something got to break out. This is a dying planet. These folks have gone insane. The reprobate mind has been reached. We need an answer. From heaven. This ain't no time to play around, and this is not for the faint of heart. Tomorrow we begin 11-day fast, May 15th through the 25th. A week later, we'll be down in Florida. Some of you might want to fast right on through into to the conference. It don't make no difference now. You're at the point now, you got nothing to lose. If you never eat again, you might have eaten too much. You've eaten enough up to this point to last you the rest of your life anyway. This thing is critical. The situation is critical. And it's time for an impossible missions force to be raised up to confront this thing. The law of reciprocity. You sow to the spirit, then from the spirit, from that unseen realm of the spirit, I got to reap resurrection, eternal life. And embodied in that life is power to do the works of the ministry. You can't do the work of any ministry without the power of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, you know what the Bible calls it? A dead work. Man, we need that resurrection life. We need that resurrection power. We need eternal life. We need to see God move in Jesus' name. If you would, stand to your feet, please. By way of the internet, if you're on live stream, stand to your feet in your own den. Stand up in your living room. Stand up in your kitchen. I don't care where you are, your bedroom. Stand up in the bathtub if you got the computer playing in your bathroom. Stand up in your bathtub. Man, it's time to get out of here, man. Enough is enough. Good night. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, God, this thing has been brought to a critical place, and it's a final conclusion that's got to be wrought. We're not going to keep coming up here in this silly hotel room talking to folks over this live stream and making MP3 tapes. This ain't it. And this is not what we're looking for. We're not satisfied to hang around with the same old church junk every Sunday and Wednesday night. It's time to move on across this river into a place called the Promised Land, which to us is a land of promises. God, in Jesus' name, if this is not the promise that you gave us in the New Testament, why should we be satisfied with this? We were promised the promise of the Spirit to do something about the devil, the flesh, and this worldly intrusion upon our lives. Children held captive as lesbians and homosexuals. We got the church invaded with sickness, disease, and infirmity. The church. We're trying to heal somebody and we are incapacitated. There's nothing right about this. This don't even look right. God, in Jesus' name, move whatever is in the way as we present ourselves this week and next week in a fast. Cutting off everything that is contrary to the word and mind of God. And rain down another life. I don't care how weird we look. I don't care what people think about us. I don't care what people say about us. I don't care how much I don't fit in. This thing can be tapped into. Out of our own bellies flowing a river of living water. This thing is real. We've got to see this thing tapped into and the flow released. These people in the streets around this city and around the world are dying. They're dying. We're seeing the people lose their minds in real times. We're looking at family members, kids and family members lose their minds. They're going insane looking at them. They've changed tremendously over the last 5 years. You're watching them go insane in real time. And you're saying, can I find somebody that can interdict? You're looking for a vessel through which you can pour yourself. The Bible says we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth our fruit in our season. And the leaves on these trees are for the healing of the nations. This thing got to come up and out of us. If you would, raise your hands and pray this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm volunteering for this. I'm sick and tired of the devil's mess. I'm sick of my mind being distracted by the devil's mess. I'm responding to the devil. I'm talking to the devil. I'm emotionally distraught because of the devil. going back and forth with the devil, trying to figure out the devil. I'm sick of it. I'm ready to move on to another place. Now, if there be any righteousness, if there be any truth, if there be any mercy, move me to another place where my mind cannot be intruded upon, so I can have Christ live through me. God, those miracles, those gifts of the Spirit are part of my inheritance. The fruit born out through spiritual intercourse with Christ are what I am. The power is what I project. I lay hold on that with every fiber of my being. Let me go. Free me. Break emotional chains with everybody down here, so I can be a vessel fit for the master to use. In Jesus' name. Amen. God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray that the Holy Ghost come upon these gathered here and by way of the internet. Let the power of the Holy Ghost do what a human being can't do. It's time for resurrection power to take over when man has failed. God, in each one of us, there is embedded a treasure that you have placed in us through which you can pour yourself. God, in the name of Jesus, bring these words alive and let them take hold of her in the name of Jesus. Let resurrection power come alive and move her into another place. A young girl can be a witness. Stir up the gifts within her in the name of Jesus. And let power, power, Holy Ghost power, baptize and fill her with the Holy Ghost and power. In Jesus' name, let this word come alive in the name of Jesus. We need some young folks on the field, on the playing field, on the battlefield. Break every hole right now in Jesus' name. Every fear, every doubt, every unbelief, I purge her soul in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take her over to the other side. In Jesus' name. It's resurrection power. Let resurrection power. Resurrection power. Who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this? You might just be the one to change nations. You might just be the one to affect millions. Who knows? In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, every yoke on her life in the name of Jesus. Every demon that has tried to bind her, I break the power of those demons right now. Our religion, I expel it from our life right now in Jesus' name. I cast it from her. It is an abomination. God, the Bible says the gathering the money that was sitting and clothed in his right mind. God, in the name of Jesus, I reverse everything the devil's done to her. I break the strongholds of the devil. Witchcraft that has bound her mind, that witch that put it on you, I take it off of you right now. Take it off of her. That chain on her mind, I break that chain. Break that chain. Break that chain. Break that chain. You're my property. The devil's a liar. I break that chain. Break that chain. Break that chain. Break that chain. I go back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Break that chain.
Break it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Break this chain.
Yes, Lord.
You're my property. The devil is a liar. I break that chain.
Yes, Lord.
Anything placed in her, I take it out of her right now. Take it out of her. Take it out of her. Take it out of her. Body fluids, break that chain. Menstrual blood, break that chain. Every yoke wrapped around her, break that chain. Insanity, break that chain. Incapacitation, break that chain. Slavery, break that chain. Rejection, break that chain. Uncleanness, break that chain. Break these chains. Break these chains. Break these chains. Break these chains. Demonic nest, I expel you. Jezebel, I expel you. Witchcraft, I expel you. Manipulation and control, I expel you. Domination, I expel you. Fantasy, I expel you. Masturbation, I expel you. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Break these chains. I mean, let resurrection power come alive.
Let it come forth, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Don't have time to think about it. Drive them off.
Yes, Lord.
Drive these devils off in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We need a vessel fit for the master to use.
Yes, Lord.
Down in the spine, break these chains. Down in the sexual organs, break these chains. In the mind, break these chains.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oils, powders, talisman, incantations.
Yes, Lord.
Break these chains.
Lord,
you'll never leave me. Break these chains.
Jesus.
You'll never be anything without me. Break these chains.
Break it. Break it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, go down deep and bring up from the root that strong man.
Yes, Lord.
Strong man.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you that governs this nest. Yes. Come up out of there in Jesus' name. Come up out of there in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Come up out of there in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Come up from the root in Jesus' name.
From the root. Thank you, Jesus.
A tree is known by its fruit.
Yes, Lord.
No, devil, you got to go in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Come up from the root. All of come up from the root.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Everybody, she has a soul tie with every person. If you came in through the soul ties with other people, I expel you in Jesus. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. I join myself to somebody. I join myself to a woman. I join myself to a man. I join myself to the demons. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. If you're in through a soul tie, if you're in through a blood covenant with a human, come up out of there.
Jesus.
Come up out of there in Jesus' name. God, send your power coursing through her body in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hurry up.
In the name of Jesus.
Break these yokes.
Yes, Lord. Everyone.
Break these yokes.
In the name
you embed it down in the spine.
Yes.
Kundalini force. Come up from the base of that spine. That insane spirit. Come up out of there. I'm going to drive her crazy. I'm going to drive out of her mind. I'm going to make her a lunatic. I'll kill her. I'll kill her before I leave. Get up out of there in Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus.
Get out of there.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All these crazy, insane spirits. God, I come against the spirit of insanity right now. Things that try to drive people insane. They're going to lose their minds behind this stuff. All insane spirits, I curse you and command you to turn loose these people right now. Insanity right now in the name of Jesus. Anything tormenting her mind, anything talking to her mind, anything trying to abide in her mind. I curse anything that lives in the mind. God, all mental spirits, religious spirits, try these things off of people, God, because you can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And set their minds free. In Jesus' name. Sick of the devil. The devil is insane himself and going to drive somebody else crazy. You're sick of the devil. Jesus' name. Right now, God, in Jesus' name. The spirit of rejection right now. I don't care how far back it goes, rejection of all kinds. From her upbringing, from her family life, from her life in the world, dealing with guys, rejection right now. I put my hand on rejection, that one demon spirit. I'm commanding you, all rejection, to lift off of her right now. In Jesus' name, lift off of her. If you are a rejected spirit of all types, I'm not naming all of you. If you come under the heading of rejection, I lift that thing off of her right now. God, send power through her soul and lift rejection off of her soul right now. Words spoken, what she thought about herself, what she hasn't done or couldn't do, where she didn't measure up and be good enough for something, I break the power of this thing right now.
Yes, Lord.
You will let her go. You will let her go in Jesus' name. God, break these strongholds on her soul. Break these holes.
Yes.
Break these holes off of her.
Yes.
I mean deeply embedded rejection. Fear of being rejected. You just causing her personality to be skewed and a little bit off. I cursed you at the root right now in Jesus' name. Lift off of her. Come up out of there right now in Jesus' name. Rejection. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Rejection. Loose her right now.
Yes, Lord.
Loose her right now. Turn her loose of her right now in the name of Jesus. God, send your power and drive off rejection.
Yes, Lord.
Rejection from a father, rejection from a mother, rejection from men, guys that treat her like dirt in the street, that trashed her out. I break that power right now.
Yes, Lord.
I'll accept you if you do these dastardly deeds I want you to do, but outside of that, you're nothing. Self-hatred, what I made myself into, I break the power of all those things. The devil is a liar. False personalities. Jezebel. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of Jezebel's witchcraft in that Jezebel spirit. I break the yoke of that thing. God, lift this thing off of her in the name of Jesus. Manipulation. Seduction. I break the power of seduction right now. That's how I survived out there, man. If I could seduce some boy, I could rule this place. I break the power of seduction right now in Jesus' name. Break this yoke of seduction. Allure. Enchantment. Cunning artificing. Bewitchments. Root it all up. God, slam into this nest and root them up out of there. Body idolatry right now. Body idolatry. I break the power of that thing. Break that yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Throw a little body on them here or there. I can rule this place. I break that power right now. Break that yoke right now. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. Come on up out of there. No, you don't. Get up out of there. Get up out of there. Come up from the root. Attraction. I like them looking at me. Come on up out of there. Come on. Come up from the root. Man, we got to have some clean vessels, God. We got to have some vessels fit for the master to use. We got to have another generation of powerhouses. We got to have some folk that can project this power into another person's life. We don't need any cholesterol. We don't need any blockages. Break these yokes. I mean, go down deep and root up these things. Go down deep and root them up in the name of Jesus. Come on up out of there. Come up out of there. You embedded around her spine. You embedded in her sexual organs. Come up out of there right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, wherever you built a nest, I break up that nest right now in Jesus' name. Set her free. Send your power and set her free.
Yes, Lord.
This thing is not by might. It's not by power. But it's by your spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's time for a new generation, God. Loose her. Loose her right now. Loose her right now.
Yes, Lord.
That which is divined on her by a lesbian witch. That lesbian witch that put that yoke on her. I break that lesbian power right now. I'm going to make her my personal property. The devil is a liar. Come up out of there right now. Come up out of there right now. That lesbian chain tied around her soul. I break that chain to that lesbian right now. I break that chain. The desires of the lesbian, the wishes of the lesbians, the fantasies of the lesbian. I break that yoke right now. Come up out of there. You're my property. My property. I'm going to break up your marriage. I'm going to break up your home. I'm going to take you from your husband. The devil is a liar. Break that yoke. Go back into her childhood. And that marking on her soul that marked her for lesbianism. I break that yoke from her family. That inherited yoke of lesbianism,
yes,
whoredoms, fantasy,
yes,
pornography. I break that yoke right now. What a mama was, what a daddy was, what a grandmother was, what a grandfather was. All generations in the past that marked her. I break that power. Break that power off of her. Don't let these people go one step further, God, carrying these images, carrying these markings, carrying these demons downstream. It's time to break up fallow ground. Break up fallow ground and set them free. And restore their souls to normal. The Bible says you restore our souls. That's what it's time. It's time for a restoration of the soul. God, can't keep walking around in this. We got to move on to higher ground in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, I'm asking you to send fresh fire, fresh wind blowing over these folks. Send the Holy Ghost. Send the Holy Ghost and fire. Burn up the chaff. Burn out everything that's not of God. Restore and refresh the soul. In Jesus' name. Release the flow of the Spirit, God. Because this is a dry and thirsty land. And we need help. We need help from an ever-present help in the time of need. Do it for your glory. Do it for your honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just going to wrap it up for today. Remember, 11-day fast starting tomorrow, 15th through the 25th. But keep going. If you don't want to stop, go right into the conference, which is a week later, right into June the 1st. It's time to move on to another place. We're not going to just keep standing here giving messages. Man, no, who wants to keep doing this? It's time to go somewhere else with this. Time for God to move in a supernatural way and raise up another kind of people. Remember the conference, June 1st through June 4th. Sign up and register right now at www.omegaministries.org. Click on the navigational tool that will take you through the registration process, and then call the resort to reserve your room. Discount rates are still available for the resort rooms. Remember, Dunamis Tabernacle, $103,000 in the building fund, pressing toward $1 million to put boots on the ground. It's all about interdiction and vessels that are being cleansed and purged to be refilled with the Holy Ghost to do the job. This is not your grandmama's church. Support it. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. And finally, prayer every night, 9 o'clock. We're going to be praying heavy during this fast. Every night, 9 o'clock, stop spectating and watching messages and listening to MP3 tapes. We're in this thing for real because we're in a dire situation. The devil's coming in heavy, and he's not taking any survivors. Every night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 641-715-3670. The access code is 409-367. We got to move to another place. We got to be in it to win it. The law of reciprocity. Sow to the spirit, of the spirit reap eternal life. And it's time to reap now, so we can demonstrate Christ on the street. See you Wednesday. Bible study back here Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Prepare for the conference. The countdown is heavy now because it's the 15th of the month tomorrow. That's going to put us 16 days out. Pack your stuff starting tomorrow. Get your bags packed. Tell your job you won't be there, and you don't plan on returning back the same as you left. It's time for a new breed of Christians. See you next week. Have a blessed week. And for whatever you do, stay out of the devil's filthy matrix.